I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. Well, this is Asma once more. I have the honor to be your host in this program. And then we have Brother Mustafa with us to help us with the topics related to Muslim ladies. So, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. Happy to be back for these episodes. You know,
thank you very much. Just for those people who have joined us recently, give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Sure. I'm studying here in the Hawza, and I'm studying psychology as part of my studies. And I've been here for about 6 years.
Yeah. So, Brother Mustafa is an expert in psychology and he knows about Islamic heritage and the narrations. So he's going to help us to look at Muslim ladies and their topics from the perspective of men.
I'll try my best, yes.
Yeah, thank you for your cooperation. So as for today, we're going to talk about the women as role models. Previously on Muslim Lady, we came to look back at what happened to women historically. Like back in time in the Dark Ages, when the Prophet came, the role of women was that actually they had no role in society and they were counted as the properties of men. But then the Prophet came and then the whole story changed. There were some challenging notions to be added to society regarding women. They started to have some respect, some place in society. They started to be considered as individuals in society. Of course, gradually. But then it was the starting time, the starting point.
Right.
So right now we come to the role models that have been mentioned in the Holy Book of Quran. Now that the Prophet came,
right,
there must be some role models for women.
Right. And there's so many mentions of different women in the Quran. You know, that also is, I think, a proof or a way to show that how much importance the Prophet and the Quran have placed on women, right? If you didn't see many mentions of, like, you know, role models or ladies or different stories that mention women, you would start thinking maybe there, again, there's no place for a woman in that. But we see that the Quran is full of different role models, right? And stories which are related to women. For example, we have mother of Hazrat Isa, which is Lady Maryam. You know, we see that she wasn't a prophet, but she was given very much the same level as a prophet. That's
exactly
my sort of own take of it, right? Why do I say that? For example, God says that he chose her and he purified her, right? For a very specific role. We see that she was in a very difficult time, right? People were accusing her of, for example, of doing wrong things, right? We see how she sort of dealt with that. But one of the things that I find really interesting is that, you know, they say that angels descended upon her and would bring her food,
mm-hmm,
right? And then we see Prophet Zachariah, who was her caretaker. When he came in and he saw that food, he was surprised, right? He was like, where did this food come from? And he was a prophet, right? So you can see that even though he was a prophet, here Lady Maryam was given sort of this very high status, which was almost even like better than Prophet Zachariah's prophet, right? Angels weren't descending, bringing him food. They were bringing Lady Maryam food. And they say, but after this, by the way, once he saw that angels were bringing him food, and after that, he realized, why doesn't he ask God for a son, right? Why didn't he just pray to God for a son? They say that sort of inspired him to do that. So you can see the really significant role that this woman has played and how she's a role model. And, you know, you can dive into much more, for example, how she gave birth and how she went through all of that, how her son, for example, treat her. Those are all really, really sort of amazing examples for us.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Those are so inspirational to tell us about the role models that are mentioned in the Holy Book of Quran. So right now, I guess it's the best time for us to go for a short break, and then we'll be back to have some more of these role models. Welcome back. You're listening to Muslim Lady, and this is Arabic English Radio. I am Asma, and Brother Mustafa is in here to help us with the topic of role models for Muslim ladies in the Holy Book of Quran. We talked about Lady Maryam, who actually, according to what we've been talking to, has been treated as a prophet while she was not a prophet. The angels came down to her just as the prophet. With, of course, that of a difference, but then she has got the equality to the prophets.
Yes, another, I think, great example comes in the story of Prophet Moses, right, of Hazrat Musa, where I think there's two ladies here which are important, which is one is the mother of the prophet Musa, and then it's Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh, who adopted her, right? So from a psychological point of view, it's those verses which are related to the mother of Hazrat Musa are really interesting, right? In the sense of how she felt when she had to sort of give away the baby and put him in the river. We see that God is very accurately describing how she feels in those moments, and then how he strengthened her heart to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Right? So you see that God is giving examples of the courage of this mother to save her baby, right? And then how she sort of promised that, you know, she'll be able to see her son again.
Exactly, yeah.
So those are just extremely beautiful examples of a mother and how she feels and how God strengthens a mother's heart when the baby, for example, is in danger, right?
So it makes us clear for us that when God is going to pick a person for a mission, for him it does not differ whether it's a woman or a man.
Right, it doesn't matter. It's really important how we all behave in those moments, right?
Yeah.
What's interesting, we don't really hear about Prophet Moses' father, right, in the Quran.
Exactly. The importance is given all to the mother.
I mean, I sometimes wonder, where was he? Like, what was he doing, you know, when all this was happening? Was he alive? Was he not? There's really no mention of him. The whole focus is on
the mother
and the role that she played in getting Hazrat Musa to the point where he was. And then comes in, you know, the Pharaoh's wife, right? Here's another example of, I would say, a woman that was being oppressed, right, because of her beliefs. Yet we see that she persevered through that oppression, right? We have, I think many women can take example from that today. Many women are definitely being oppressed, you know, by their husbands. Their husbands are probably put on for them, right?
Exactly.
These days. But we see that if you're a believer and you persevere in those moments, then, you know, you're being promised heaven, like Hazrat Asiya was promised heaven in the Quran. And then she also adopted Moses, you know, and how she sort of convinced her husband and how to do that. We see that she didn't like, you know, she persuaded her husband to be able to do that. A husband that was like killing babies left and right.
Killing all the baby boys. Now the one who's going to be his enemy is being adopted in his lap.
Right. And we can see that she defied her husband's oppression, right?
Yeah.
And for that, she was killed, right, for doing that. But these two ladies, you know, the mother of Prophet Moses and these two ladies were essential in making Hazrat Musa who he was, right?
Exactly.
Being able to bring down the sort of the enemy of the time, the oppressor of the time.
Yeah.
So I think for ladies, those are great examples for us to see today of how you can raise your children to bring down the oppression or the enemy
of
our times.
Exactly. And speaking of equity, When you come to see these role models that are mentioned by Allah himself, it makes it perfectly clear that it does not differ whether you are a man or a woman. When God wants you to do something, when he wishes for you to achieve something, he is going to be the one who's going to help you pull through that difficult situation. So Lady Asiya is one of those great examples because, as you just said, she defied her husband, her tyrannical husband, of course, which was not an easy task at that time. And then she became who she is in the Holy Book of Quran.
Right.
So I guess we can keep it in here, go for a short break, and then be back to see the rest.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back. Yes, you're listening to Muslim Ladies. We are talking about some role models that have been mentioned in the Holy Book of Quran and that could work as inspirations to all of us Muslim ladies from all around the world. So we talked about the mother of the Prophet Moses and then the Lady Asiya, the one who adopted that son, and then the Pharaoh of her age. And I'm sure still there are some more of examples that are mentioned in the Holy Book.
Definitely.
Of
we don't have enough time to go through all of them, but I'll mention some quick ones. We also have some bad examples of women as well.
Yeah.
Right? They're not all positive or good examples. We're given examples of how not to be as well.
Exactly.
Right?
Just like men. We have
just
good
like
examples,
men, exactly,
we have
exactly.
bad examples.
So they're being treated the same, I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, to make
right?
it perfectly clear for men and women,
yeah.
who are the good ones and who
There's
are the bad ones.
There's probably way more men in there who are bad in
yeah.
the Quran. Okay, I haven't gone and studied this, but if I were to assume or guess, I would definitely say men are given way more time. Bad men are given way more time in the Quran. But just to give you sort of like a list, you know, and then we'll jump into maybe one of those, is that we have like, for example, the wives of the Prophet himself. The wives of other prophets like Noah and Lot. We have the daughters of Lot who are mentioned. The wife of Imran. We have the wife of Hazrat Ibrahim. We have the wife of Abu Lahab, right? There's so many other places where maybe they're not even mentioned by name, but they're given examples. The one that I really like is the queen of Sheba, Bilqis, who appears in the story of Prophet Sulaiman in Surah Naml. One of my favorite stories of the Quran, right? How Prophet Sulaiman sort of convinces or brings this queen, you know, to heal or he brings her to the correct religion, right?
Yeah.
So in this story, we see that she was a queen of an area and she was a very powerful queen, right? What's interesting in this story, by the way, is that the Prophet Sulaiman didn't know about these people,
mm-hmm.
right? He's informed by a bird about these people, first of all, right?
Yeah.
And then he sends a letter to her, right? He sends a letter to her and he invites her sort of towards the religion of Islam or towards God. And we see that as a woman, how she has advisors that she gets advice from. And she's shown as a, what's interesting, even though she's mentioned as someone who's worshiping the sun, she's shown as someone who's rational. Someone who's able to think logically, someone
yeah.
who takes advice from others, right? These, all of these, if we were really going to them, they're psychological factors which point towards how we should be, not only men, but it's also pointing towards women. Look, here's an example of a woman that was maybe on the wrong path, but she used her intelligence and her wits to sort of
address
the situation, right? The first thing that she does is she sends gifts to Prophet Sulaiman, right?
Mm-hmm.
She says, you know, maybe I can appease him through gifts. And of course, he doesn't need to accept any gifts. Prophet Sulaiman had the whole kingdom. And then she says, okay, look, we'll go and talk to them, right? Let's go and like speak with them. Before we like go to war, let's go and, you know,
shake some sense into their heads.
Yeah, let's have some diplomacy. Let's see what they're thinking. They can see what we're thinking, right? And then we see when she actually finally comes and meets, Prophet Sulaiman, he performs a miracle of bringing her throne. But apart from that, when she's confronted with the palace that Prophet Sulaiman's built, at that point she sort of accepts, you know, that he's the prophet, and
yeah.
she accepts that religion. So for me, that's a great story to highlight how much thinking and pondering and conversation and diplomacy really matter. And we see that a woman was in charge of all of that. She brings her entire like people towards this path, right? Exactly. I think that's a great example.
Of course.
Right?
She's going to act as an exemplary paragon for all the women to tell us that it's not just men who could do all these things. I mean, all those people who are searching for equality of men and women, they could go through the examples in the Holy Book of Quran and see how equal they are.
Right.
And this equality, just as you mentioned, is by spirit, not necessarily the physical equality. Okay, thank you, brother, and thank you, dear listeners, dear Muslim ladies from all around the world. This was all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something. Something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.